What spins? Oh, we're live. I better shut up.
Opening night at JPJ. Red shirts. Jay Willie's favorite subject. Neutral against the Gators. The Dougie Fresh question, maybe. He may not be able to join. If not, T-Dubs is going to substitute. And more. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the first Jay Willie Show of the 23-24 season. Thanks so much for joining us. Jay Wills, it's been a while. I did see you in Atlanta. We got to hang out there.
Yeah.
Watching the Under Armour tournament. That was a pleasure. Got to talk a lot. We talked about the boys. We talked about some guys that we're looking at, which was great. Great information. And the family in general. Let's start with the boys.
My boys?
Your boys. How are they doing?
They're doing well. We just finished football season.
How'd that go?
It went well. Best football season that Stabs had in a long time. I want to say they went 6-3, if memory serves correct.
Cam's playing football. Is Austin playing too?
Yeah, they both play. Yeah, so good season. 6 wins. They were a game away from making the playoffs. So they did make the playoffs. So it's all basketball now. We had tryouts Monday and Tuesday, and we're on to basketball season.
Are you hoping one of them plays for the Steelers?
Yes. Yes. And how about my Steelers?
For a second.
5-3, baby. Worst offense in the NFL, and we still find ways to win. I'm loving it.
I just froze too. I know you're in your hotel room in Charlotte.
Yep.
I'm getting ready for tomorrow's game. But Austin getting recruited?
A little bit. He's getting a little recruitment.
More than a little bit. Stop being humble. You were hard on him over the summer. You were tough.
Yeah, I'm always hard on him. My wife has asked me to take a chill pill. So I'm going to step back and be dad. Austin's getting recruited a little bit. Cam was an eighth grader playing varsity football. So I was actually very surprised yet proud of how he competed and played this year on the football field. The dude's, if knock on wood, if he keeps it up, he's going to be pretty good at football. Running back. He was a running back. He's 6 foot, almost 6 foot, 180 pounds, strong, fast. He loves to play.
If you're saying he's going to be pretty good, that means he's probably going to be dynamite because I know how hard you are.
No, he's pretty good. I sit in awe sometimes, but he's got to continue to keep working.
Well, we know he will. There's no question. I've seen your boys. I know they're working.
I do. I like talking about my boys. I blush a little bit.
As you should with their success. You should be boastful. I forgot to mention, everybody, the Jay Willie Show, sponsored by Rhines and Rogers, where Charlottesville gets engaged. We love Kev. Kev is such a great dude and the entire family. Kev, hopefully we're going to see you soon when we do our big show down there. But in the meantime, I'm sure we'll talk as well.
I'm loving the new setup, though, by the way. The graphics, the folks are popping in, saying what's up. I like this.
Spencer's a genius. Spence and TW together.
Yeah.
That's quite a team. That's an incredible tandem.
Bringing 5 Who's to Charlotte tomorrow. Let's go, Chris. Let's go.
I don't know if everybody can see that, but Chris Gibbons is coming with the whole crew tomorrow night to Charlotte. And maybe he lives there. I don't know. But he's going to be there in support of the Who's. Where you guys play tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. I think Jay may have frozen again.
No, I'm good. Yep, 7 o'clock.
His reception may not be.
Can you not see me? Hear me? Uh-oh.
I just went out.
It's the Charlotte internet.
Yeah.
Charlotte, we don't always have good vibes when we come to Charlotte, do we?
I was having a pretty good day. We're going to have to work Louisville back. All right, Danny Alter saying nothing's frozen. Thank you, DA. My good buddy, DA from Westchester, who's got a couple of good questions later on. Let's get to it. I know you don't have a lot of time. You got to get the film session at 9:15. So we want to jump right in.
I got a 9:15 hard stop. We got film at 9:30. So I just want to give myself time to get to the film room.
Absolutely. Tarleton, the other night. What did you think of the performance?
I thought we were good. I thought we played hard. You know, we defended. We're deep this year, Mark. We got a lot of depth, a lot of talent. I thought everybody got a chance to show a little bit. You know, we gotta work on our free throw shooting. But I thought we shot the ball really well from three. I'd like to see us touch the paint a little more, maybe throw it to the bigs a little bit and let them work. You know, I'm always advocating for the bigs. You know, the effort was there, defensive effort. We flew around. I thought we were good. We got contributions from a lot of different guys. So I was excited. I like the direction that we're going. This will be a test, though, tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that shortly. What did you think of the defense as far as not a lot of returners, right, with quality minutes?
Right.
Who contributed? What did you think of the defense as a group for on its first night with a lot of new guys?
I thought we were a work in progress. I always like to say that this time of year. But I think that they're picking it up. And it'll be, you know, it's going to ebb and flow. You know, certain teams will present different problems, you know, different nights. They spaced the floor. It was one of those small ball games where pretty difficult matchup for traditional five men, just because it was small and it was five out and everyone could drive it. And we, you know, you got to defend away from the basket a little bit. But as far as, you know, knowing what we're doing, being in the right spots and positions, obviously there's always room to grow and work on things. But I thought, you know, we tried to slide. We stayed in front of the ball. We guarded well, I thought. You know, and look, we've got
so great defensive effort
between Dante, Reese, McNeely, who's gotten better. I thought Leon and Ryan slides were okay. I thought they've got to be a little more disciplined in their slides, staying down. We got lifted a little bit. A lot of fakes, guys were flying as shooters. If we can, you know, stop those mistakes, I think we're going to be pretty good on that side of the ball.
That might be a first. I've ever heard you say that this early.
Well, because we've got length. Now, we got some new guys, but there's experience, though. Those, like, Jake Groves has played college ball. You know, Rhodey's played college ball. Dante's played college ball. So it's not like they're foreign to being on the floor against that, you know, that type of competition. It's just new in what we're doing. But, you know, trying to figure out what we're doing, but they're picking it up. You know, I thought Blake was good and active, and I mean, you see his act. He's diving on the floor. He's gonna give you all of that. I love it.
Did that play a role in recruiting some of those guys? Their defensive effort and their ability to play defense.
Oh yeah, yeah. Just the competitive juices and the the motors, you know what I mean? Like we're just guys with motors and coachable, and we try to do that all the time. But you know, we've got dudes with plus wingspans. I mean, we've got a bunch of guys that are long, man, and I'm excited. Again, we're not where we need to be, but you know, if I could, you know, gauge into the future, we're gonna be all right.
Any surprises? A lot of new faces. Any surprises the other night, how they played, that you may not have been expecting them to play as well? Maybe not even shoot, but just perform, be prepared, and look comfortable out there and move their feet and take good shots.
No surprises, to be honest. It's kind of what we've been seeing in practice so far. I thought Leon Bond was really good when he got his opportunity. came in, stuck some shots, was active, got a nice tip dunk. You know, that should have been on SportsCenter. But, you know, I thought he was pretty good. But again, he's got a year in the program, a year of experience practicing, not necessarily playing, but knows what we're doing, and it showed.
On the offensive side, 10 for 22 from three.
I'll take that. You know, we got to, I think, you know, I want to say McNeely made all of his attempts might have been threes, if I'm not mistaken.
4 for 8 from three.
Yeah. So keeping him hunting, looking for shots, him staying aggressive, Reese taking shots when they're there. Obviously, Jake Groves can shoot it when he can screen and separate and get those puppies set. You know, and then Leon and Ryan taking opportunistic threes, again, when they're room and rhythm. Rhodey making a few. Like, those guys are going to be able to shoot it and make it. Now, hopefully it goes in at this clip, but I like the group.
The chances of shooting over 45% is not high.
No, I mean, know, you can't live and die by it, but I thought we took a decent number of three. That's not absurd. You know, I thought a decent number, and we shot a high clip, so we'll take that.
So going back from last year, first time we're seeing you on the Jay Willie Show.
Yeah.
And good, great start this year. How was the crowd? How did you perceive the crowd?
I thought they were good, Mark. Honestly, I thought they were good. They weren't any different than years past, I don't think. I was so locked into matchups and trying to get guys. You know, it was one of those games where you're playing small and got to get the right matchup so you guys are guarding the right guys. I was kind of locked into that. But I thought it was a great atmosphere. JPJ is always a good atmosphere. We need the students in there and as many fans as we can get. But I thought it was pretty good.
Great to hear. Nothing like playing at home in front of a
group. Nothing fans. Like it.
All right, let's move on. We're going to talk about your favorite subject that you want to discuss thoroughly, I'm sure.
What right? is that?
Richards.
I think a lot of folk make more to do about redshirting than it has to be. But okay, let's go down this
Dougie,
take you down this rabbit hole.
Dougie's probably not going to be able to join.
Good.
But you know, in the text chat earlier today, he said he was going to ask you some tough questions. And you knew where it was going to lead to. And you know his boy is Elijah Gertrude. We all know that. He's very open about it. Him and Reese, right?
Yeah, I think that
we should get Dougie a birthday present and have him go out to lunch with Reese and Elijah. He'd be happy for 365 days for sure. So everybody wants to know why those guys, how did it happen? What was the process?
Yeah, so, and again, it's ultimately the guy's decision. You know, we talk as a staff, we talk with the families, they discuss it, and they do what they think's best for their long-term future. And we want what's best for them. And so the plan for Christian and Anthony was to potentially do this, and they knew that. Elijah was different, obviously. When we recruited him, we weren't anticipating coming off an ACL injury. So, you know, his is a little different, but, you know, in talking with his family, you know, talking with his high school coach, and us talking, you know, long term, we thought it was best. And you know, we've got 10 good players. And so, you know, this year, it had been hard to play 13 guys. So for the program, I think, you know, it makes sense, but also for them it makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, Elijah's coming back, and again, he's almost there. I mean, he's still trying to figure it out mentally. I think those injuries, from a mental standpoint, you're not sure all the way if I can really go, and so you're a little hesitant. But he's close, and you know, for him to work on his game, work on his body, and then obviously the same for both Christian. You know, Christian should be in high school. You know, he came in early, and so it makes sense. And Anthony, you know, develop and work on your game. And I'm telling you what, I really like the three of them.
Yeah.
I think the future's bright. We've got a really good core of young guys. Obviously, you know, you want to always have them all here, but man, watching these dudes get after it in practice now, and man, we're going to be okay. We're going to be all right.
That's great to hear the future's bright. So there, I think Dougie and some other fans, or there's some concern of having a kid like Elijah sit out because, oh my gosh, if he sits out and doesn't play, maybe he's going to transfer. Rashad Bernal, who coaches at, Eastern Illinois or one of those schools.
Yeah.
Out there. His brother is a Jersey City guy. I bumped into him in, last spring, I think, or over the summer. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, I think we're going to redshirt. So they're comfortable with it. So fans, please be at ease about Elijah being comfortable, right? They're good. I think I don't know if it was, as you mentioned, that it was that you speak with the families and they discuss it and they're comfortable with it, right? But I guess after last year with Trout redshirting, right, there's now this concern.
Right.
Somebody sits out and redshirts that somebody's going to transfer.
And that's always a concern. And that's a concern, Mark, quite honestly, if they play, if they weren't on redshirt and they weren't getting minutes or, you know, whatever the case may be. So, I mean, it's the kind of the climate we're in. And, you know, we're going to do our best to develop them and get them ready for next year. They understand what it means to redshirt and work and get ready. And I think we're all on the same page. And again, stuff happens. You know, Trout had his reasons for not staying, but Leon stayed. So it goes both ways.
How's Christian developing?
Doing well. He's doing well. He's a gym rat. I mean, he stays in the gym. He's a worker. And quite honestly, a lot of these guys, your son was that way. We've got dudes that work. And so I've never seen that fail. If dudes are in the gym, working on their games, you know, always asking, hey, can I watch film, doing film study? That is going to pay off, hopefully sooner rather than later. But hard work never fails.
Yeah, I think I've known Christian since he was like 8 or 9 years old. And just has always been this poised, really poised kid.
Yeah.
With the ball, and he loved being in the gym.
Oh. They all. I mean, we've got a team full of that now, so it's good.
And I think there was reports. I'm not going to say which team it was a couple of years ago, where guys weren't loving being in the gym.
Yeah, I mean, it's to each kid's different, but I think you know Reese is in the gym. They see, you know, these young guys, the new guys see him working. You know, Christian just came in with that mentality. Jordan Miner's a worker. Jake Groves is in there getting Tame Murray's. I mean, these dudes work. So you kind of like, you know, it's like, all right, I better work too if I want to play. I gotta get in the gym. These dudes are serious. Again, I named a few, but man, You hear balls off days. We're off days. I'm walking through the gym, and guys are in the arena getting shots, and that's good to see as a coach.
What's practice been like? How intense is it? Are guys
it's been good. And you know we're getting on them. It's a little bit of a quiet group by nature. So we've got to rev up the juices a little bit. And I think Reese is getting a lot better at that, being more vocal. But, we got to get others. Ryan Dunn's got a great voice in practice. We got to continue to communicate and be vocal. But the guys get after it. They in the green machine is really good with those guys on green. So it's fun. Their job's to get us mad. If they can get us mad at the other guys, it's been a good day.
So in the past, you've had some great trash talkers.
Oh, yeah.
And I know you love that. And
I'm one of the trash talkers.
I was going to say, who besides you right now as a player, is there any guy that's louder than the other group guys?
Ryan Dunn gets after it. Leon will get after it. But between Isaiah Wilkins and myself, we talk a ton of trash.
So do you guys have teams and then go?
Oh, yeah.
So Isaiah might be coaching one team. You might be coaching another team.
Or Coach O might have one. Ron might have one. I might have one. Isaiah's probably on the floor half the time. But yeah, we're talking. I'm calling him the OG. OG, you're not looking good today. And when I get him going, he starts talking to the other guys. So it's good.
What's so crazy that imagine him talking trash because he's just the nicest.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. It was crazy is I'm calling him OG. He ain't that old.
It is true.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I can't even think about it. Can't. All right. Let's move ahead. Let's look at, I want to talk about Florida. I want to also talk about your roster in general, about the height and size. Not a very tall team this year.
No, but probably outside of Dante, overall height is not bad. When you at the guard, we got decent guards size, and I know you want to talk Florida, but one of the concerns is rebounding, right? With this group, can we rebound and go against some of the big boys? And I keep saying collectively we got to do it. Guards got to come back and help rebound. So it's got to be a five-man thing defensively on the glass. That will help negate some of the size disadvantage. But conversely, they've got to guard some skilled guys away from the basket too. So,
yeah. Now, Florida, you got Florida coming up tomorrow night, 7:00. We've already established that. Pre-game show, 6:30, everybody. They are coached by Todd Golden, who was the head coach at San Francisco a couple years
ago. Yeah, and we just watched some San Francisco film.
Right? Those are my guys. Of course, my allegiance is to you and Tony Bennett and the crew and O and everybody. Those are my guys that I knew since Ty was like in 7th or 8th grade. They were coaching at Columbia. And now they've got my guy, my good buddy, Colin Hartman on staff there.
That's right.
Who was one of the assistants at Oklahoma.
Yep.
In the, what was that, Sweet 16 game? Elite Eight? No, Sweet 16. No,
it was second round game.
Right.
Yep.
In,
yep.
Yep, in South Carolina, right? Really good dude, great guy, great family. So they got a great staff.
Oh, yeah.
Really good staff. Are you watching Florida? Are you watching a little bit of San Francisco? Are you watching both? How do you spot them?
Both.
So what film will you guys watch tonight?
So we watched their first game, and it's not my scout. We watched their first game.
They beat Loyola by 20.
Right. And then we watched our game against them, San Francisco. And that was in Mohegan Sun, if I'm not mistaken, right? Weren't we in Connecticut when we played that game? So we watched that. You got a little bit of film on them. Kind of some of what they did last year. Because if I'm not mistaken, this is year two for him. Is this year two? What year is this? Two? Yep. You watch what you can, but they got a couple of really good transfers. They got the kid from Seton Hall that's big time. And then they've got another 7-footer. We actually looked at him a little bit, a kid from Marshall who's pretty good. you know, you kind of know those dudes and know their tendencies because you've seen film on, there's already film out on them from their previous spots. But it's they're gonna try to push the pace. They're gonna play some high-low basketball. They're gonna try to take advantage of their size and throw it inside. So we've got to be prepared for that. But it'll be a good test for us. Good early test.
Yep. And the starting center, I can't recall his name. I'm gonna tell you in a second.
I think it's Micah. Is that right?
He shoots. Whatever, I can't pronounce his name. So 7'1",
yeah, yep,
2 for 2 from three,
yep.
And if I remember correctly, when you guys played San Francisco a couple years ago, their bigs were shooting and picking and popping.
Well, he's going to let those guys shoot, so our bigs are going to have to come away from the basket. But they do what I thought they did a good job when we played the San Francisco team. They really protect the rim. So those bigs will be there, and they're going to contest, and they're going to make us try to score over size. And so we've got to, try to get there, touch the paint, maybe draw some fouls. We'll see.
Or shoot 45% from three.
That would be nice.
All right, we're closing out of this segment, and we got to talk ACC because we only have about another 5 minutes before we get into questions. Again, T-Dubs is going to replace Dougie Fresh with the Fresh Question of the Week, and also he's got a host of other questions that, people opening show, people have a ton of questions. All
right. I'm ready.
So let's talk ACC first. How strong is the ACC this year?
Pretty good. I haven't seen everybody, but I know a few of the rosters, and good, really good teams. Some good transfers are coming to the league. Some transfers have gone from one team to the next. I think it's obvious Duke, Carolina, Miami are going to be good. I think Virginia Tech's going to be always a pain in our side, but Wake's going to be improved, NC State. I think Syracuse will be better. I'm trying to figure out who else. Clemson will be good. You got some guys that come back with experience, Florida State, if I already said them, but, Leonard does a good job. And quite honestly, I think Louisville and Notre Dame are going to be good. Like, I know people say, for whatever reason, they had their struggles. But, man, I think the league's going to be night in and night out tough.
What do you think of the additions to the ACC?
The West Coast additions and SMU that are coming? It's different. And I should get credit because I do think I tweeted it out before anybody. I called it the All Coast Conference, and I saw somebody else tweet that. But I mentioned that when I first saw that. We don't have to change our name. It's still the ACC, but it instead of the Atlantic Coast, it'd be the All Coast. I think it'll be okay for teams going west. Right. When you got to go out west, you do that one trip for those guys coming east. But they got to do that several times. I think, that's hard. But again, I'm not in those president meetings and all of those the stuff that happens. That's above my pay grade. We just got to be ready. Those are good schools, good programs.
Yep. And hopefully you don't have to go out west and then come back and turn around and play a day or two later. That's a long trip. It's grueling.
Yeah, but it could be.
Yeah. But it's also could be fun, right, for the guys?
They'll be excited. They miss class. they get to get out of class.
Unless they're playing over the holiday break.
Correct. Which most of the time, we're unless it's early January, we wouldn't be. We don't get many ACC games that early in the year, December, January, maybe.
All right. No, I think I know what the answer is going to be.
Uh-oh.
No, not a tough question. Are there any games you circle on your calendar once the schedule comes out?
No, I ain't circling none. They all are tough. Who would you think I'm circling?
I knew you were going to say that.
They all are tough. You've been around me for way too long now.
Well, I know you were going to say that, but
I don't circle any particular game. I know we're going to get everybody's best shot. And so we've got to be ready. There's some teams that you don't like to prepare for because they run good stuff and it's difficult to guard. But that's always the case when you got such good coaching in the league. But I do think we've got to be we're at the point where this program's going to get the best from everybody, and we've got to always prepare that way.
Absolutely, no question, right? Everybody, no one wants to play Virginia. But are there games that you look at and say, oh, man, we're on ESPN this night, we're on national TV this night? Do you guys look at the schedules at all like that?
Or not like that, no. I mean, we're on TV most nights, so it doesn't, yeah.
It's like, yeah, I'm so used to it. We're blue blood now, so.
Yeah.
That's a good feeling.
It is.
You guys have made it. You guys are right. Well, I guess you won a national championship, but even before that, so many good years.
Well, I mean, we should be in this place. I mean, we've got the support from the university, from the athletic department. We've got the fan base. We absolutely should be in this spot. We there's a certain standard.
My last question.
That's my Mike Tomlinism right there. There's a certain standard. We got to live up to the standard. It always comes back to Pittsburgh Steelers.
By the way, I think you're going to be happy for me. What's Pittsburgh's record right now?
5-3, second in the AFC North.
I think with my man Matt Grossman, UVA fan, his daughter graduated from there a couple of years ago. She came to the game at the Knicks-Cleveland game. They're from Cleveland. He got a ticket for me for the Cleveland Browns-Pittsburgh Steeler game next Sunday.
In Pittsburgh?
In Cleveland.
Oh. I mean, I know you're going to be there to see Ty, but you better wear something black and gold. You froze. Of course, you freeze when we're talking Pittsburgh.
Wait a minute. I'm not, but listen, it's Pittsburgh. It's Cleveland, Pittsburgh, wherever, in the middle of November.
Yeah, wear something black and gold.
I'm not going outside. If I don't have a ticket to like a suite, I'm not doing it.
Now you're spoiled.
No, I got season tickets for the Jets. I don't go because I go to the beginning, right? Because it might be a couple of warm days, but after that, I'm not doing it. I don't go outside when it's cold, way too cold. Right? You got to see me. We will get there. Okay. Can you talk about the challenges for a player experience in a zone defense transitioning into the pack line?
There's a huge jump. Great question.
Jump the line. We're about to bring TW on.
A guy like Jordan Minor, right? And that's probably specifically for Jordan, who played 4 years of zone. It's just the you always hear us talk about being continuous and instead of resting in a zone where you kind of just stand and zone up, you've just got to be more alert to all kind of off-ball actions, ball screen actions. So his adjustment's been a little more than others because he kind of reverts back to what he knows. But he's working. I thought in the limited minutes he got, he moved his feet really well out on the perimeter. So, he's got to continue to work at that. And then just stay alert off ball where he doesn't rest. Because in a zone, you can kind of just stand and, You know, you're just matching up. But in what we do, you got to be alert, you know, trapping and ball screen rotations and all that type of stuff. So, you know, he's getting it. He's coming.
Thank you, WFS. So before I bring T-Dubs on, and T-Dubs, why don't you come on now? Do you prefer to play a game like a big-time team, a blue blood opening night, or would you prefer playing like a Tarleton? You probably have you're more athletic and bigger and more skilled.
Yeah, I probably, you know, it depends on the team and the year and what we got returning. You know, you like to get a few games under your belt before you jump into the big boy league. But, you know, I like this game for us tomorrow. I mean, I like seeing where we are. It's a good matchup. It's neutral site. So, you know, we'll see where we stand.
T-Dubs will be there tomorrow night.
Heck yes, yeah. Sir.
Of course. I'm not going to miss this.
Yeah.
The one, our friend Forrest, guest of the show, from Gainesville, bringing his family. I don't know who they're cheering for, Jay Will. We need to talk to him.
They better be cheering for the Wahoo.
Wasn't he on the staff when UVA won the national championship?
No, Forrest is definitely cheering UVA, but his family? I don't know. They're from Gainesville. Well, they're lifelong Florida fans. How much do they love Forrest?
If really he got tickets from us, they better be cheering for Wahoo.
All right, we'll jump into these questions. Gulf Coast Who from the forum, VIP, appreciate you. Which newcomer, transfer or freshman, has picked up the Pac-Line system the best so far?
Transfer or freshman? Probably Jake Groves.
Okay.
And Rhodey. Just because of their feel. Obviously, Dante doesn't really fall in that. He was here last year, so he's got a little bit of a, you know, he was second semester with us, so he's got a little bit of a head start. But he's been really, I mean, his on ball, I get myself in trouble because Kihei Clark was a hell of an on ball guy, but Dante's on ball pressure could end up being just as good or better than Kihei.
He looks so fast.
Yeah.
All right. Next one. Adventive Quasar. What have Zay and JC added to the coaching staff in terms of qualities or perspectives? He's got a couple questions. We'll start with that one.
Yeah. No, they obviously they're young and exuberant and bring a ton of energy. And then Isaiah would have him play and understanding our system can give some, you know, pointers to the guys about, you know, what to do and tricks of the trade, for lack of a better word. And then Johnny with, you know, his NBA background and kind of his film study brings just a different set of eyes and feel for the offensive side of the ball. So it's good. Always, you know, looking for new ideas and tweaking things as best you can to incrementally get better each year, and those guys have helped do that.
Shout out to Zay and JC. Those are amazing people. Next part two of three. Do you see Bond playing guard or forward in the future, and with Dunn?
I see both of them being kind of hybrid guys where they can do a little bit of both. You know, and again, with their length, athleticism, they just give us a whole different dimension when they're out there. Yeah, I don't know how much they'll play together, but absolutely at times.
And the last one from AQ here, who draws up the out-of-bounds plays? After timeouts,
the out of bounds where it depends.
Oh, it depends. Okay, he didn't specify where, but
or is the question who
draws them up? Is it TB? Is it a collective thing? Is it a
or the plays after timeouts? Because there are different types of plays. You got a half court set after timeout. You got an out of bounds under, depending on where the ball is. You got a side out. So it's a collection of all of us. I do the OB under, so the out of bounds underneath. And then Tony will handle most half court and side out, out of timeout. So I think, honestly, that's a great question, because I think if you look over the last few years coming out of timeouts, we execute pretty well. And we normally get a good shot coming out of timeout in just a half court, not just out of bounds under.
I'm going to assume he's talking about baseline out of bounds ATOs.
Oh, okay.
So that would be Jay Willie. Right.
I do those. I call those sometimes. The guys will call them. The guys will call them if they don't get it from me.
All right, we'll jump to the next one.
Mark
BD Hammonds, 28, also VIP. Thank you. How do you think the ceiling of this team compares with teams we've had post national championship?
God, that's a look gazing into the future. I'm a one game at a time guy, but I like this group. I don't know. I can't pick numbers and, how many wins and will we be better than, this team, that team. I do think, if the pieces come together, if we can defend at a high level, we got a chance to be okay. I think we'll surprise some people.
I know we're short on time. I'll do a couple more.
All right.
From all underscore ball, in your experience, what's the correlation between camaraderie in the locker room and on-court success? And how does this team this year stack up in that terms?
It goes hand in hand. When you get along outside of the off the court, in the locker room, at the apartment, at the dorm, when you're hanging out all the time, 100% there's a correlation between success on the court. You name a team that doesn't get along, and I'll show you a team that doesn't win a whole lot of games, but a team that can gel genuinely, and they get in there's just chemistry off the court. That translates. It absolutely goes hand in hand, and we've seen that. And it can't be fake. You can't. You try to do stuff where you do all those team bonds. Those guys just have to genuinely get along and like each other. And I say that because I've experienced it. My teams when I was in school, we were that way.
It matters. I mean, it matters ultimately, right? Just like when you play pickleball, when you play with your friends, you tend to win more, right?
100%.
But all right, we got 1 minute, so I'll let you take it away, Mark.
We got one more.
One more?
Yeah.
All right, the next one. What are the one or two things you're watching out for to tell if the team is reaching its ceiling?
Well, can we defend in transition? Our non-negotiable. Can we get back, get matched, stop the ball, and then can we defensive rebound? If we can do those things, then this group's got a chance. But we got to do those things every game at an A level. We can't have any B or C nights when it comes to those two areas. We've got to transition defense and defensive rebound.
All right. T-Dubs, Dougie Fresh better watch his back because you did a great job with the questions.
That's straight from the forum, so appreciate the forum for
absolutely being part of the show. Hey, and I've been hearing there've been all kind, every time I run into people in Charlottesville and I'm out, people are like, when are we doing the show? I told them, you got to talk to Mark and T Dubs. You got to talk to Locker Room Access.
Yeah, we got you.
Well, you're always great. Thank you for coming on. Great first show. Wishing you all the best tomorrow.
Thank you.
Tough. It's gonna be a tough game, but we're all excited about such a great second game, right?
Not thank you.
Tonight, but it's a really good competitive second game. Wish you guys all the best. Please share my compliments and hellos to the staff.
Will do.
Please.
Good to see you, man.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Please say hello to everybody. Thanks for coming.
Danny says it was a great show. It's thanks, always man. Great when Mark when Mark's hosting.
Oh, thanks. We got our crew coming in and making comments. Thank you, Kim. Thanks for watching. Thanks, Lisa. See you twice next week. All right. We got
there
it.
There you go.
Me and John Schick and Anna and the whole family. All the best to them. Miss you guys.
Thank you.
Hey, Dubs.
Hey, I need and I gotta give a shout out to my crew, my Richmond crew, my sister Amy, my pops. They're all watching. My mom. Gotta give a shout out. Boys, you better get to bed. You got school tomorrow. Mark, you froze again.
All right. Well, Mark's frozen, so we'll call it. Appreciate you, Jay Will. We'll,
all right.
We'll see Mark, you tomorrow.
We froze with Mark's face yeah. looking like that. See y'all. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Good night, everyone.
All right.